AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Federal authorities say Mahmoud Khalil will remain in an immigration lockup for now, despite a federal judge having ruled the Columbia University protester cannot be held based on the Secretary of State's determination he could harm U.S. foreign policy. Jennifer King has more.
The government said Khalil lied on his green card application, something he disputes. He was arrested in March, the first international student detained as part of President Trump's crackdown on demonstrations against the war in Gaza at U.S. college campuses. Khalil's lawyers say the government missed a Friday deadline to appeal a federal judge's ruling and that he should be released immediately. U.S. District Judge Michael Farbiage sided with the government's interpretation, saying his preliminary injunction does not prevent the administration from keeping Khalil in detention in Louisiana. The ACLU released a video where celebrities like Tom Morello with Rage Against the Machine read a letter Khalil wrote from jail to his newborn son.
One day you might ask why people are punished for standing up for Palestine.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says Khalil should be deported because of his alleged role in protests that create a hostile environment for Jewish students. I'm Jennifer King.
In federal court in Tennessee, Kilmer Abrego-Garcia has pleaded not guilty to human smuggling charges. He was wrongfully deported in March but returned to the U.S. last week, only to be taken into custody on those charges. Iran's retaliating for Israel's attack on its nuclear and military structure. Sam Mednick on the latest wave of missiles.
This is Ramat Gan. It's a suburb of Tel Aviv that was just hit really hard. This balcony up here, we were just told that we needed to get out of the way because first responders were worried that it was going to fall. There is a house, the entire front is ripped off, and we're told that there are 15 people trapped underneath the house right now. First responders are trying to get them out. They went into the safe room when the missiles came.
Iran's UN ambassador says the Israeli attacks killed 78 people, including top generals and scientists, but also civilians. This is AP News. Pope Leo's fashion choice is drawing attention.
When Pope Leo XIV first appeared on the central loggia of St. Peter's Basilica, liturgical fashion aficionados immediately noticed. Gone was the simple white cassock worn by Pope Francis, and back in was the mozzetta, the red satin cape around his shoulders. Now, some people have also noticed that he seems to be very comfortable with the use of Latin, even sometimes singing Latin prayers. And some traditional Catholics have told me that they're hoping that means he will be considering a return to the Latin Mass, something that Pope Francis was not enthusiastic about. So everyone is still reading the tea leaves to see if these style changes indicate a new direction that Pope Leo will take the Catholic Church, or they're just superficial changes.
That's the AP's Tricia Thomas at the Vatican, and I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.